It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Welcome to it, folks, as we start off another work week together. It's our Monday edition, just after 10 o'clock. And, man, I can't think of a better way to start off the week than with this guest joining us on the program. It's our pleasure to welcome in from the freeze in Oryxburg, Marissa Molochik joins us. Marissa, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me again. Yeah.
Oh, Very absolutely. Much. One of my favorite topics, Marissa, because this is like a rite of passage. When you guys are open, summer, you know, is here, pretty much the unofficial arrival of summer when you guys open. Although Mother Nature isn't cooperating, but I think this week she certainly will be. But
it's beautiful. It's beautiful out today, and it should be this week. And the school's letting out this week, a bunch of the local schools. So it's perfect time for the sun to shine.
Indeed. Indeed it is. So, Marissa, let's go. Let's always start off at the beginning and give us a little bit of background about yourself and about how long you've been with the Freeze now.
Okay. So, my husband and I have proudly owned the Freeze for 5 seasons. So, that's 4 years now.
Wow.
So, I actually began here back in high school. It was one of my first jobs. So, I continued working at the Freeze all through college while earning my business degree. And then, after graduating, I took a job at a local community college, but I never stopped working at the Freeze. Like, I was always, I knew I wanted to stay connected with this place. So I specifically love all of our customers and all the interactions I've had over the years. So I just never wanted to leave, and I loved it so much. A lot of people don't say that. So,
right.
But the atmosphere here is always fun and full of energy, so it keeps me on my toes and brings me much joy. But I wanted to touch upon that when the former owner, Patricia, decided to retire, that's why I ended up was able to have the opportunity to purchase it and spend more time with her family and her grandchildren. She gave my husband and I the opportunity to own this amazing establishment, which has been in her family for over 60 years. So same family for 6 decades.
Wow.
Which is an incredible accomplishment. So, yeah. So I'd hope to only have at least, you know, if I could get 60 years, that would be pretty amazing.
Now, the one thing, Marissa, though, and I tip my hat to you because it's one thing working at the place, but now owning the place, that is a big step.
Yeah, it is. But I'm just so lucky. The guidance I had with Pat that she gave me the years coming up to me purchasing it. And one of the greatest things I have now is my mom retired right before I owned it. So my mom is always on her feet. She mm-hmm. loves going and she used to do paperwork all the time at her old job, and she's like, give me anything to do. This is great as long as I don't have my head buried in paperwork. So I have her helping me clean the place. She's so dedicated. Having your family involved in it is the most amazing thing, too, just because their quality is top-notch, just like what you want, you know, as an owner. So I'm mm-hmm. very thankful to have my mom by my side as well.
That's awesome. And that's a big help. When the family gets involved and can be there for you, that is huge.
Yeah. So
now, the other thing that I like about you folks at the Freeze is you're giving back. And one of the things you wanted to touch on, because it's coming up, Customer Appreciation Day. And if you can, Marissa, talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah. So Customer Appreciation Day is this Saturday, June 7th, and we're celebrating 67 years in business. This is going to be an exciting event. We have a lot in store for our wonderful customers. The Customer Appreciation Day is all about them. So we wanted to give back. So just 5 days until this annual Customer Appreciation Day, which is not far off. So mark it on your calendar, 30% off discount on everything.
Wow.
Everything. Everything we talk about today, everything on our menu is going to be 30% off. And the best part of this, is with a your purchase, you have a chance to win free ice cream vouchers and free merchandise like T-shirts. And we got a bunch of exciting new merchandise here at the Freeze, and we're ready to give it away to our customers who deserve it for sure. So we're very thankful for our loyal customers, 100%. And we got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And another thing that's really exciting. So the 30% off is from 12 p.m. till 9 p.m. all day long.
Wow.
Yes. So the whole day. But we have live music going on performed by the new individuals from 5 to 8. So it's a free concert performing hits 50s, 60s, 70s. Has the same vibe of the Freeze. And they're going to be live on stage from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., so a three-hour concert.
Wow.
Last year, they did 2 hours, so this year is going to be an extra hour. So they'll have a lot of great music in their lineup. So it's going to be a great day, fun music, and especially appreciation for our customers.
And, you know, that's great because, as you said, it's going to fit with the motif of, you know, the Freeze, the music that's going to be played. But, you know, the other thing too, Marissa, and I know because we've been in there many a time, your prices are great as it is, and you get 30% off of that. My gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's awesome to do for our customers, and that's the least I can do, and I'm very thankful for them, and more to come, more customers to kind of see. But it's a great time to try us out if you haven't before, especially with this 30% off. And I feel like some people are like, well, it might be too busy to come down. We have almost every single girl on that we have. And they love, all of our girls love Customer Appreciation Day. It's fun for them as well. And everybody has their own tasks. So if it's a long line, it will not go slow, I promise. It'll be nice and quick.
Fully
in and out, and you'll want to come back in the line because it, you know, to get something else, and you won't worry about how long you've waited in it because we plan to have a smooth operation. We've done this for the last few years, so we know how to deal with it. And additional parking is here as well. So we'll have signs up for additional parking. So there's plenty of parking. The market is graciously enough allowing us to park over there.
Awesome. You have covered all your bases with this, Marissa. Absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Good deal. So again, that is coming up on June 7th. So we encourage the folks out there, Customer Appreciation Day, to get to the Freeze. We're talking with Marissa from the Freeze. Now, I'm going to spend a lot of time on your menu. I gave you a heads up on that when we're getting ready to go on. But one of the things you want to touch on now is some different things that, you know, say, weren't available when we talked with you last year. I understand you have some new stuff and you're excited about that.
Yeah. So we have a couple new things on our menu. So a cookie ice cream sandwich and cookie brownie sundaes. They are out of this world. The cookies are made. We teamed up with the Cookie Cave in Minersville to bring you fresh baked small batch cookies that are honestly out of this world. So enjoy a classic chocolate chip or a seasonal flavor. So we do a seasonal flavor maybe every 2 or 3 months. We'll change the seasonal flavor, but we always have a nice freshly baked chocolate chip cookie. So our seasonal flavor is currently strawberry shortcake.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's an irresistible ice cream sandwich for sure. But you could also get it in the sundae. And we also have the cookie, but we also have the brownie sundae. And it's the perfect combination. I always say this, warm and cold. The warm brownie with the cold ice cream, it's delicious. And you get that topped with any classic sundae topping. For instance, it could be caramel, hot fudge, peanut butter sauce. There's so much that we have here. And you could basically create your own.
Wow. There is nothing, Marissa, honestly, and I'm not just saying, there is nothing that matches the warmth of the cookie and the cold of the ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, mold it together. Fabulous. That's fabulous.
Yeah. So our brownies are really great, but then we've had the brownie for the last couple of years, but the newest thing is the cookie. And I'm telling you, the Cookie Cave, they just started business like last year. and they do a fantastic job with baking them. They're a small business, basically just her and her husband, the owners of the Cookie Cave, and they're really, really good.
Wow.
So I'm lucky that they chose me to team up with me to be able to do this. So you got to try it, and what better? You get 30% off on Customer Appreciation Day to try it if you're on the fence about it.
That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. See, I'm checking that one on my list as well. But now another new item and something that's near and dear to my heart, pretzels. Let's talk about the pretzels.
We have a new freshly baked jumbo soft pretzel, and it has like a slightly sweet dough to it. It's not overly sweet, so it pairs really good with ice cream, but they're large, and they are a great addition with ice cream. Or for a snacking, a lot of people are coming in and getting them. I'm telling you, a lot of people, like we've advertised on Facebook and stuff like that. And I've had to go a couple times to get a new shipment in of these pretzels. So they're delicious. And we had a soft pretzel here before. It was just like a softy soft pretzel. It was good, but this definitely kicks it up a notch with these new ones. So.
Man, to me, you're right over the target. But those two great new items that you've got in there, man. Yeah, folks, check it out. That is good stuff. Now, let's talk a little bit about some staples that have been there, because I always like these, and I mean, they tie in with the theme so well. The Celebrity Sundays. I am a personal fan, of course, of the Dolly Parton. That's what I got when I was there last time, and When I look at this, it's just such good stuff. Cheesecake, strawberries, and pound cake. That's what makes up the Dolly Parton. But again, I think this kind of is neat. It kind of goes with your motif when you come into the freeze and you see the decor, and then you talk Celebrity Sundays. Another nice tie-in.
Yeah, so that is like our staple dessert, I feel like. There are no ordinary Sunday either.
No.
So they're layered Sundays with toppings in between. Ice cream layers. So, and of course, topped with whipped cream and cherry. So, for instance, we have the James Brown.
Okay.
It's packed with homemade brownies, warm hot fudge layered in between the ice cream of your choice. So, we have a plethora of ice cream, soft serve, hard ice cream to choose from in between. You can basically create your own topping. So, It definitely hits the spot for a chocolate lover, let's just say.
And the other thing that we want to mention, too, and I think this is important because it turns me off. You don't use those sweet syrups on that. It's fresh fruit. And I mean, that makes such a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a Drifters, which is an upside down banana split. We're using real banana, layered of ice cream, real strawberries. Real pineapple. It's the real deal here. So, and that's also with chocolate syrup, peanuts, with cream and cherry. So it's everything on a banana split, all in, and it's layered, and they're clear cups, so you could see it. They look so pretty.
Yes.
So they're really nice.
I'm looking at one here that intrigues me. The Little Surfer, coconuts, bananas, and pineapples. What a trifecta that is.
Yeah, that's a really good one. The Little Surfer. And the coconut, it's like a sweetened coconut on top. It's really good. We started a new one, the pineapple upside down. That is the Beatles.
Oh, my sister's going to want that one.
It's really good. If anybody likes the pineapple upside down cake.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's the caramelized pineapple with the pound cake and the cherry and in between ice cream. It's really rich, but it's absolutely delicious. That one's also a really good one.
Yep. Oh, I got to tell her about that one, because I'll tell you what, she loves pineapple upside down cake. That would be tremendous. But I have a bit of a quandary myself now, because, and I said this the last time when we were actually in the freeze, I have a hard time deciding. I mean, because that's just the Celebrity Sundays, and that's hard to choose from right there, because it's just a couple that I rattled off. But now I look at your sensational smoothies. And, my gosh, the very first one that's listed here that I'm looking at right now will be up my alley. Banana coconut cream pie. I am a coconut cream pie junkie, Marissa.
Yeah, that is a really good one. And the real banana, we got coconut in there, a little bit of pineapple for that flavor. I'm telling you, you got to try it. Blend it with vanilla ice cream. You can also do a lighter fare if you'd like. We have the yogurt we could put in with it. So we could kind of do anything you want. Another really popular, the two ones that I think for the smoothies are triple berry.
Yes.
We got strawberry, blueberry, raspberry. Now, these are all real toppings going in. And then we put banana in, blend it all together. It really is fantastic. And again, there's no syrups in them. So they really pack a punch with that flavor for sure. Another one is tropical sunrise. Oof. So that's you might like that one if you like coconut. So
yes.
Coconut's in there. Oh. Pineapple. Banana. And all blended together. It's really, really good.
Now, let me ask you, this might be unfair for you, but I always like to know, curious minds out there. And since we're on that subject now, let's go with the smoothies. What would you say is your most popular smoothie?
The triple berry, for sure. Wow. We get that all the time. And then, of course, like we have a pina colada. There's no alcohol in it, unfortunately, but it's really good because we put the real coconut, real pineapple, and blend it all together, and it's really good. That one's popular. You could also get, it's just a strawberry or a blueberry or whatever you want. But they really go good. They're delicious, and they're always topped with whipped cream.
Yep. Now, how about the Choco Cherry Chiller? Because I like cherries as well. That one grabbed my eye.
Yeah, that one's a really good one. Chocolate, cherries, blended together. We use the chocolate ice cream for it, but again, you could kind of do what you want with it, but it's good the way we have it. And then there's also, how about that chocolate overdose?
Oh, COD.
Yes. So Patricia, the former owner, her grandson came up with it. He loves all things chocolate. So he just named off a bunch of stuff that he thought would be delicious in it. And he's still to this day, he's in college now, and he comes in and gets it. So it's hot fudge, dark chocolate syrup. That's a big thing. The dark chocolate, some places don't have that, but we have the special dark chocolate for Hershey's. And we have the special dark and hot fudge, chocolate chips, soft serve ice cream, soft serve chocolate ice cream, blended together. And it is an overdose for sure.
And one other one I wanted to touch on, because I love the gimmick, the Christmas in July. Peppermint crushed candy canes, white chocolate chips. Man, if you're looking for the holiday, don't have to wait until December. And you can get it in July.
No. Yeah. And this year, we'll have to stay tuned for it. We're going to do a Christmas in July event because I love Christmas. And every time Christmas rolls around, I always decorate the freeze. Unfortunately, we are closed at that time, but we have a nice storefront. And I love Christmas. And I thought, you know what? I have all these decorations and all this stuff. And we have a lot of things on our menu that correspond with Christmas time. So I thought, you know what? What better to do a Christmas in July event? So stay tuned for that. And we're going to do all our Christmas specials. We have eggnog milkshakes. People only can drink eggnog around November, but we have it all year round. So cranberry milkshakes, eggnog, Christmas in July smoothie. Crushed candy canes, and it's delicious.
That's fabulous. So
definitely stay tuned for that one.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. Then the other thing, because again, when it comes to like with me and ice cream, I talked about the sundaes. I talked about some other things, but I'm a milkshake mark. And I'm just scanning down here. I just can't keep up the amount of milkshakes that you have is just mind boggling. My goodness.
Over 75 flavors. Wow. Of real milkshakes. And I honestly, we haven't counted in a while, but I'm pretty sure it's way over that. But
we'll
75 is a good number to go by. But the real deal milkshakes made with, again, we keep saying this, but real fruit and real ingredients going into it. So you could, if you're craving something fruity, chocolate, nutty, or totally unique, you can create your own too with whatever combinations we have. We got a flavor for everyone. We honestly do. So we encourage people to come find their favorite one because there's so many we have. But we do a shake of the week. I don't know if I talked about this before, but I think I did. Every Friday, we feature a brand new shake of the week. This week's flavor is peanut butter fluff. So a nostalgic blend of Reese's peanut butter sauce and our creamy marshmallow topping. It's sweet, smooth, and satisfying. But the thing about the shake of the week is that it's always a dollar off. So any size. So you can't beat that. So it gets people to try our shakes and our try our creations that the girls come up with and stuff like that. But for instance, last week, so we had the peanut butter fluff this week, but last week's shake of the week was drumstick. Oof. So it's not, we don't put chicken in it or anything. It's not that kind of drumstick. But it's a delicious combo of chocolate, dip top, crushed peanuts, and waffle cone pieces. So it's like those drumsticks you get at the store with the ice cream. Blend it all into a milkshake. It's a really good combination. So yeah, we come up with these shakes and we put them on, and if they're super popular, we add them to our menu. But it, what better than to get a dollar off on it if you're trying it?
So, oh, yes. I mean, good, yeah. Good stuff. Now, I just want to move around while we're talking about this. You also have stuff. You're a great place for lunch, I know, because our staff took in some lunch and got the dessert while we were there. So if you can, maybe talk about what you got going on from the fryer.
Yes. So the freeze isn't just about sweets. We got something for every appetite here. So from burgers, hot dogs, and they're grilled hot dogs, too. They're
Gotta be.
They're not. Yes. To chicken sandwiches, chicken fingers, dinosaur nuggets. For the kids, they love them, but I see a lot of adults get them too. kids meals. We have kids meals that come with a drink, a french fry, all that kind of stuff. Fried pickles. They're really popular. Onion rings, french fries, pierogies. Honestly, much more I could keep going, but we have a new menu item in the food. So it's beef brisket egg rolls served with your choice of dipping sauce. We have barbecue sauce ranch. We have a bunch of dipping sauces you could get with it. They have gone over very well. I was really pleased with them. That crispy egg roll outside with the beef brisket inside, and it's real beef brisket in there. I wouldn't put it on if it wasn't. So they're really good. They're excellent. So you got to try them. We're also thinking about doing the buffalo chicken. I know a lot of people like them, so they might be on the menu shortly.
Man, I'm on my second page already, or just writing this stuff down, Marissa. Good heavens.
and don't forget about that soft pretzel that I talked about. That freshly baked one. That's definitely perfectly.
Now, how do you guys decide, like, you go in the lab, like, all of a sudden, like, whose idea was the pretzel, let's say? Because
the soft pretzel?
Yeah, because one and you wanted to improve on it, you said.
Yeah, I felt that we still have those smaller pretzels. A lot of older folks that come in just want a tiny pretzel, and they're happy with that. But I thought, man, we're an ice cream place. We really need to get a good soft pretzel here, you know? So I would say we're competing, I shouldn't say that, with Annie Ann's. Like, they're pretty good like that. Like, right. That style soft pretzel, the sweet dough, and they're crispy outside. Yep. They're really good. So, and the girls love them. I'm like, quit eating them. But
my girls
get treated really good, though. They get whatever they want when they're working. It's part of the job, and that's the best part of the job, they say. So,
but your staff is excellent, because I have to tell you, now, this is many moons ago, when we first went in, and I really didn't know, because I was overwhelmed with all that was up there, because that's what happens, because I'm looking, well, I like that. But, you know, they took the time to, go over the different things with me, and, I mean, you don't sometimes find that. It's like, you know, people are impatient or like, you know, can I help? That is not the case. You guys are great.
I know. I'm really lucky. A lot of the girls that work for us, like, I always try, like, I always make sure that when they come in for an application, they come in. and they have that assertiveness to them. And if they do, they're hired right away because you could tell that they'd be good at customer service with that, just with that. But it takes so much more, and they do have patience, and I stress upon that we're here because of the customers. So we need to treat them like family when they come in the door and all of that. So our girls are really good. They start off in high school, and they continue through college, sometimes after college. Like, I have a school teacher that teaches at St. Clair, and she's still working here with us. So people just never want to leave the Freeze, and I appreciate that. And my girls, again, are wonderful.
And that's not often said. So Marissa, believe me, that is something great to have.
Yeah, I'm really lucky to have them. And a lot of customers come up to me and like, you're really lucky to have the girls you have. And I can't say it enough. And I don't just do Blue Mountain girls. I know we're right next to Blue Mountain, but we have Schuylkill Haven, we have Nativity, we have Pottsville. So, we're lucky to have a variety of girls from all over. And it's fun for them because they come and meet each other and from different schools and make friendships. And that's what it's all about, fun, friendship, and all that working at the Freeze. So
it really is. And when you go in there, just as we said, the motif and the way it's a trip back in time as well. I mean, it's just awesome.
Yes, for sure. And we also have upgrades. So it's been a few years. If it's been a few years since you visited us, come check our updates out. We have new retro style booths in our side room. That's been there for the last 2 years. But some people say that they drove by the Freeze on 61 for years and years and never stopped in. And they are surprised when they come in with, you know, the atmosphere, the cleanliness, and all that. So, but we are a small place inside. But I do say we have expanded our outdoor seating underneath our pavilion with many Adirondack chairs that are turquoise colors, picnic tables. And we're just staying true to that Freeze retro charm inside and out. So there's plenty of seating. And even in the evening, we have lights underneath the pavilion for the customers. We play our music inside and out. So it's just a nice time to come.
It really is. Now, for the folks out there, I think we've enticed them pretty good so far, Marissa. So let's give them the store hours when they can come in and see you guys and take part.
Okay, so that's daily, except certain holidays like 4th of July, but we are open daily 12 p.m. till 9 p.m. It doesn't change. It's 12 to 9. We don't open up at 4 o'clock. We open up at 12. So 12 to 9, Monday through Sunday, every day, daily.
That's great to know, too, because so many places have the different hours. And you know what you're doing when you're talking about the Freeze. It's that set of hours right throughout.
Yeah. No one has to question it when we're opened, if we're closed, not 12 to 9. So
awesome. Marissa from the Freeze is our guest here on the program on this Monday. So, Marissa, I kind of dominated things and kind of, you know, led the way here, but is there anything else that you might want to talk about while we have you on that's something we, you know, may have not touched on as of yet?
We have, again, we have something for everyone. We have flurries, which is blended soft serve ice cream, blended with toppings such as peanut butter, brownies, cheesecake. You could get it blended in with our soft serve ice cream. You touched upon the real fruit smoothies, which was awesome. 11 flavors of soft serve ice cream. We rotate them. One of the number ones, and I think we talked about this before, was tea berry ice cream.
Yes.
Soft serve, yes. That's a big staple in this area. Tea berry soft serve. We actually always have that on hand. I'm always afraid to get rid of it, you know, like to switch it up a little bit.
Don't ever get rid of it, Marissa. Don't ever.
I would never get rid of it, but I mean, like switching it up, I'll never switch it up.
Because don't do it. Yes.
I've done it once before and they're like, what? So it's always on the menu now. I've learned my lesson. So we have soft serve tea berry. And then we have also the soft serve hard ice cream in tea berry always. Mm-hmm. But, 12 flavors of hard ice cream as well. That was a new thing since I took over. The Tasty Freeze was originally just soft serve, and I thought it was really nice to have hard ice cream. There's a lot of people that just like that hard ice cream, and now we have it in 12 flavors.
It's great to have choices. You're exactly right, yes.
Yeah, Absolutely. And then we have, I don't know if I talked about this before last time, but we have a Boston shake. Did I ever talk about that?
I don't know, but Boston interests me, yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know how they came up with it, but the Tasty Freeze originally had this Boston shake, and I'm assuming it was from Boston. I'm not really sure. But the Boston shake is a shake on the bottom mm-hmm. and a sundae on the top.
Oh, boy.
So you could get a peanut butter, let's just say peanut butter sundae on the bottom, topped with a CMP on the top, which is chocolate marshmallow peanuts, topped with whipped cream and cherry. Wow. Our shakes come in 20 ounces.
Oh, boy.
And our large shake is 32 ounces. So if, wow. So if you're getting a large Boston shake, that's like a meal replacement for a couple days. That's huge. People come in all the time and get them. So the Boston shake, and again, that I added that on our menu 4 years ago because I looked at the original Tasty Freeze menu and I thought, man, that's just awesome to have that on our menu because we could do that. And it makes people smile. They can't believe they can have a shake and a sundae. We throw a straw in there and we throw the spoon in there. So
wow. That is awesome. That is. Yeah. I know you did not talk about it. I'm so glad you remembered that.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah. You got to try that sometime, too. That's definitely one you got to try.
Wow. Marissa from The Freeze, our guest joining us on the program here in hour number one. Marissa, great job. Let's talk again before I let you go. And if there's something else you might have, that's fine. But I want to circle back to the Customer Appreciation Day because we want to see a lot of folks in there on June 7th. That'll be this Saturday.
So June 7th, this Saturday, we're open 12 to 9, doing 30% off all day long on everything, which is the ice cream we talked about, the food we talked, everything we have, 30% off. And we're giving, with every purchase, you're getting a chance to win free merchandise. Everybody's a winner, too, by the way. So we have free merchandise, free ice cream vouchers, all the ice cream we talked about, they're going to you could get a free banana split or a free celebrity sundae. So we got a lot going on with that. And then we also have, like I said, free merchandise. And the best part is a free live band from 5 p.m. From 5 to 8, the new individuals performing hits from 50s, 60s, and 70s music live on stage. And again, that's 5 to 8 p.m.
Awesome. That's going to be a great event, and we encourage the folks out there to get out, take advantage. As you said, don't worry about the amount of people that are in there, because I can attest to that too. Because when we came in with the whole station crew, and man, you guys were on top of everything. That we didn't have to wait at all.
Yeah, and we just had a few girls on that day, so we're literally putting most of our girls on. So everybody's going to have a job, and we're going to get everybody in and out. But they can stay as long as they want, and they'll want to get in the line a few more times because it goes through so fast for them. But additional parking is the key, too. So we're ready for it, and the auction graciously enough allowed us to park over there. Our customers and our employees and all that are able to park there during that time, too. So June 7th, this Saturday, please come out and try it. And what better to try our ice cream if you haven't before it with 30% off?
Exactly. And testimony, I can say, folks, you will not be disappointed. That's for darn sure. So, Marissa, anything else before we let you go this morning?
Just the fact that we appreciate all of our customers and we're super excited for this Saturday, June 7th. And we hope that everybody comes out and we can't wait to see everyone. And we're ready. We're ready for them all.
Indeed. And the great thing about this, if folks out there might have just tuned in or missed some of our interview, it'll be up on the website. It'll be on Spotify, so folks can check that out before Customer Appreciation Day and find out all the details. So, Marissa, I know it's a busy time for you with all you have going on, and we can't thank you enough for spending some time with our listeners here this morning and talking about truly a great place, The Freeze, down there in Orangeburg.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate it very much, and I can't wait to see everybody.